6 music.
There's a whole ton of good stuff. In the first couple of months, we have the Oscar / BAFTA movies that are coming out. So we have the likes of Wolf of Wall Street, Inside Llewyn Davis, a new Coen Brothers movie, which is fantastic. If it's a better soundtrack this year than that movie, I'll be very, very surprised. It is absolutely fantastic. Spike Jonze's Her is also coming out this month. That's brilliant as well. So keep an eye out for those. But looking further down the line, The Raid 2, Barandal, is coming out in March. It's March in the States. It's going to premiere this month at the Sundance Film Festival. And then it's got a March release date in the States. Over here, it hasn't been set yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it came out around the same
pretty
time.
Soon after, yeah.
This is a sequel to The Raid, which I thought was the best action movie of the last 20, maybe even 30 years, probably since Hard Boiled, John Woo's Hard Boiled, and Die Hard. It's directed by Gareth Evans, who's a Welsh expat who now lives out in Indonesia. He found this action star called Iko Uwais, who's absolutely astonishing. Fists of fury, feet of flames. This guy can knock down a building, and did so in the first movie, pretty much. And this is a much broader crime epic, but with some of the fight scenes I've seen, I've been lucky enough to see some of the fight scenes already, and they will knock your socks off.
Your little eyes have lit up.
They have.
Raid 2 should be on everybody's radar.
Indeed. Barandal is Indonesian for thug, by the way.
Okay. So we know what to expect.
There you do.
Gareth Evans shouldn't disappoint with that. And we can expect that when-ish?
March, April, I would say. Hopefully before the summer blockbuster rush.
Okay, so maybe Easter.
Yeah, this year the blockbusters aren't that brilliant, I don't think. Well, no, certainly on first glance. But my most anticipated film of the year at the moment is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Of course.
And it's a time travel thing. It's going to take place across two timelines at the same time. It's very elaborate. It's very ambitious. It's clearly trying to step up to the Avengers plate in terms of size of the franchise. And I've got my fingers crossed for this one. I think it's going to be good.
High hopes. If the man who produced or directed the first two can kind of get to grips with this, the new setup with the new cast as well.
Absolutely.
You should be on for something major.
Could be special. Yeah, Gareth Edwards, another fantastic English director, British director rather, is coming out with Godzilla in May. And I'm really looking forward to that. The trailer is fantastic. His first film, Monsters, was amazing. Had a wonderful visual eye. And it was made for about £4.50. So let's see what he can do with a budget of $150 million.
Exactly. Okay, so we've made people wait. Talk to us about Interstellar.
Yes, because this is one of the last movies to come out this year. It's scheduled for December at the moment. This is Christopher Nolan's return to sci-fi after Inception. We don't know much about this at the moment, but the teaser trailer came out about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It is, in true sense, a teaser. We still don't know what it's about, apart from the fact that man has to go into the stars, into space. It stars Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway. It's got a fantastic cast, yeah. Christopher Nolan. It's going to be about wormholes and possibly travelling through wormholes to get to galaxies on the other side of the universe. And if it's as ambitious as his Batman trilogy and Inception, I think we're in for a treat.
Six music.